弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings to you, brothers and sisters.
在主里头的好，那是真实的好。
If you are good in the Lord, then it's truly good.
啊，还是一样啊。可不可以听到我的声音？最后一排。
Can you hear me from the back row?
我想不只是讲欢迎，同时还举手，谢谢你。
Not only say yes, you raise your hand too. Thank you.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌，那个《哥林多前书》十三章，实在是圣经中的大章。
And earlier we sang about this song, First Corinthians chapter 13 is a great chapter.
如果主有许可，以后我们可以能够继续分享。
If there's God's willing, we will continue to share about that in the future.
讲到爱。
Talk about love.
哥林多前书十三章呢是讲到基督的爱。
Talk about the love of Christ.
要讲到基督的性格。
The character of Christ.
基督的品格。
And personality of Christ.
这在你我里头都没有的。
That those we don't have in you and I.
今天我们要交通到教会与基督与教会的关系。
Today we'll talk about the relationship between the church and Christ.
那么是借着丈夫跟妻子把它表明出来。
Through the relationship of husband and wife that is revealed to us.
今天我们在座弟兄姊妹朋友们，有结婚的，没有结婚的，有些是有丈夫，只有丈夫，有些只有妻子。
And some of us here are married, some of us not, and some with wife, and some with husband, but some without.
但是我们活在地上，有一个主要的目的。
But then we have one purpose to live on this earth.
就是能够活在地上，能够信靠耶稣，也叫我们能够更多的像耶稣。
And we can live on this world and believe in the Lord and then to be like Him.
同时还能够把耶稣基督的福音传扬在世界的当中。
And also to spread the gospel of Christ to the end of the world.
我们提到婚姻的时候，到底婚姻在地上能是有多长的时间？
When we talk about the gospel, how long is this gospel?
那婚姻又是什么时候结束？
And 婚姻还是复姻？
Marriage.
Okay. The marriage. How long would the marriage be and when would it end?
当我们结婚的时候，我想特别这当中啊，我们洪弟兄也好，或林弟兄，他们都有证婚，对不对？
And I think among us, Reverend Frank and Brother Lin had preside a marriage wedding.
因为证婚，我想在美国要有 license。
And I think in the United States you have to have a license before you can do that。
那个神给我一点的恩典，有机会主持葬礼，但是没有机会主持婚礼。
And God has grace on me, I have preside over a memorial service, but not a wedding。
所以我们都知道，在婚姻的里头，经常也许什么都不记得，记得一句话，在婚姻的是一个约里头说到什么。
And maybe we don't remember much about the wedding, but there's one thing we will remember about this new covenant. What is that?
也许我就记得一句用英文，然后请 Uncle 有没有翻中文 ？For better, for worse.
无论是好还是坏。
那么，直到什么时候为止
？Until when?
直到死的为止，对不对
？Until we die.
在马可福音的里头。撒都该人说没有复活的事情。
In the book of Mark, the Sadducees said there's no resurrection.
他们竟然问耶稣说：“夫子啊，摩西为什么说人死了撇下妻子没有孩子，那么他的兄弟娶他
？”And when they come to the teacher said that when a person died, they don't have any children, so the brother need to marry them.
那么要为哥哥生孩子。
So the brother can have children for his brother's sake.
那么接下来问说，有弟兄七个人，第一个娶了妻子死了，也没有留下孩子。
So there are seven brothers. The first one married, but then died without children.
那么第二个也娶了，也死了，也没有留下孩子。
And then the second one also married her and died without children.
那么第三个是这样子。
Similarly, the third.
那么第七个没有留下孩子，末了。这个妇人也死了。
And then up to the seventh day, none of them have children, and then the woman died also.
那么再问我们的主耶稣一个问题。
So they came to ask our Lord Jesus this question.
当复活的时候, 她是哪一个的妻子呢?
So during the resurrection, who will she be the wife of?
耶稣的回答,
and this is the answer of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说因为他们, 耶稣说你们所以错了, 不是, 第一个, 岂不是因为你们不明白圣经?
And said that you guys are in error because you do not understand the scriptures.
也不晓得神的道理,
and you do not understand the power of God.
耶稣说,
and our Lord said,
人从死以复活,
when we rise from death,
也不娶也不嫁,
we don't marry,
乃像天上的使者一样,
just like the angels of heaven.
所以在这里我们可以看见, 婚姻的, 是从什么开始, 从什么时候结束,
so here we can see when does the marriage start and where does it end.
明白在这里给我们一点启示,
so maybe that will give us some enlightenment. What is the purpose of marriage?
这个是对有结婚的, 有妻子, 有丈夫的人来讲的。
And we're speaking to those who are married with a husband and wife.
在我们当中, 有些人, 他是没有丈夫的。
And some of us do not have a husband.
但是或者, 有些人是没有妻子的,
or some without a wife.
没有丈夫的, 在以赛亚书54章第一节, 我们的神是怎么讲?
For those without a husband, in Isaiah 54, our Lord has said,
你这不怀孕不生养的, 要歌唱。
And then those of you who are barren, then you should sing.
因为是未经过惨难的, 要花声歌唱。
That you will burst into song and shout with joy.
扬声欢呼。
And to shout with joy.
因为没有丈夫的, 比有丈夫的儿女更多。
Because those without a husband will have more children.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what our Lord Jehovah God said.
在以赛亚书54章4节5节, 神是怎么讲的?
And then Isaiah 54, verse 4 and 5.
不要惧怕,
do not be afraid.
因你不, 必不至蒙羞,
because you will not suffer any shame.
也不要暴愧,
and do not be disgraced.
因为你不至受辱,
because you will not be humiliated.
你必忘记幼年的羞耻,
you will forget the shame of your youth.
不再纪念你寡居的羞耻,
and will not remember the time when you are a widow.
在第五节接着说, 因为造你的是你的丈夫。
And verse 5 said, for the maker is your husband.
万军的耶和华是他的名。
For the Almighty God is there.
那么相对的, 在我们当中有些是没有结婚的, 对不对?
And also among us, some are not married yet.
我们经常讲, 你知道过单身的生活有什么好处吗?
So maybe you will say, what's the good thing about singleness?
有人讲说, 一个人吃饱, 全家都吃饱了。
And some would say that if one is filled, everybody is filled in the family.
因为你负你自己的责任。
Because you're only responsible for yourself.
能够享受你自己的人生。
And enjoy your own life.
我想神也是非常喜乐的。
I think that's very joyful.
在哥林多前书第七章, 保罗是怎么讲?
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, what did Paul say?
他是讲到, 论到同生的, 就是没有结婚的。
He said, talking about those who are virgins, those who are not married.
我没有主的命令。
He said, I don't have any command from the Lord.
到蒙主的怜悯, 做忠心的人。
But I'm being given mercy and to be the faithful servant of God.
要把我自己的意见告诉你们。
And I want to tell you about my own opinion.
因现今的艰难, 据我看来,
because the time is evil now,
人不如守住安常才好,
that it is better to be staying single.
我想那个,
I think the single people will be happy to hear that.
保罗继续讲,
and Paul continued to say,
弟兄们, 我对你们说,
but brothers, let me tell you,
时候减少,
the time is short.
从此以后那有妻子, 要更像没有妻子的,
those who are with wife will be as though without.
哀哭的要像不哀哭的,
those who mourn as those who would not.
快乐的要像不快乐的,
and happy those who are happy as though they are not.
自买的要像无有所得,
then you seem to have something but then you don't.
用事物的好像不用事物,
And those who are eating but as though they are not.
因为这世界的样子将要过去,
because the time will pass.
最后,主保罗的劝勉,
so the Apostle Paul will encourage us with,
我说这话是为你们的益处,
when I say this, it's for your own benefit.
不是为了劳笼你们,
it's not to try to entice you.
那是要叫你们行合宜的事情,
so that you do something that's appropriate.
得以殷勤服侍主,
so that you will serve God with diligence.
没有分心的事,
so you will not be distracted.
我想如果还没有结婚的弟兄姊妹, 朋友们听到这些话, 那恐怕都不敢结婚了。
And those who are not married, maybe after you heard this, you will not get married.
今天我们有一句话叫做墙里墙外。
And today we have a phrase about what's inside the wall and outside the wall.
没有结婚的想挤进那个结婚的墙里头去。
And those who are not married try to fight and get into the inside the wall of the marriage.
那么结婚的人从那个结婚的墙里头把它挤出来。
And those who are married inside the wall will try to come out.
那么这个这是说出在婚姻我们婚姻里头人生是有许多的难处。
And talking about that, there are many problems we will face in marriage.
我不晓得多少人还记得西华弟兄。
I don't know any of them remember Brother Xu Hua.
有没有多少人还记得西华弟兄？
Remember?
西华弟兄曾经讲过一句话。
And he has said one thing.
他说啊，结婚是苦，对不对？
He said that marriage is a trial.
或者说，没有结婚是苦，对不对？
Or without being married is also a suffering.
但是说结婚了乃是十二万分的苦。
And but those who are married is even greater pain.
我们一生中最重要的是什么？
What's most important?
认识主。
To know the Lord.
向主。
To be like the Lord.
传扬主。
To preach about the Lord.
这包括所有在座敬爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们。
To include every single one of us.
人生主要活着的目的是为着他，为着主。
That we have a purpose of the life is for His sake.
因为在罗马书十一章告诉我们，要万有都本于他。
Because in Apostle Paul told us everything is for him.
万有都依靠他。
It's originated from him and to rely on him.
万有也要在结束在他的里头。
And all things will also end with him.
我们人生的事情最重要一件事情，不是关于我。
The most important things about life is not just me,
乃是关于他,
but about him.
这个他就是我们的神,
and this him is our God,
就是我们耶稣基督,
our Lord Jesus Christ.
当你相信了他,
as you believe in him,
当我们顺服了他,
as we submit to him,
我们就找到人生的真实的意义和目的,
then we will find the true meaning of life and the purpose of life.
我们找到真实婚姻的目的,
and we will find the purpose of the marriage.
有个弟兄把它归类，婚姻的话，你可以分成几种。
And a brother has summarized that the marriage there are different, there are several kinds.
第一种就叫接受式的。
And the first kind is to receive.
不好也不坏，还可以，那只是知道彼此的性情，但是就这样接受。
It's not too bad, it's not too good, we just kind of take as what we have.
他说没有爱情,至少也有恩情,所以夫妻要继续在一起。
Even though there may not be romance, but there is that friendship, so we can stick together.
另外一种是一种不得已的那种形式。
The other one is like this, we are kind of trapped.
他说因为看到儿女的份上啊,同时又是基督徒, 要不然我们早就分开了。
It's for the sake of the children and also for the sake of being a Christian, otherwise we will have been separated.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
还有一种形叫做享受型享受式的。
And there's another kind is to the kind of the enjoyment.
像丁所说，哎呀，真是有福气。
And those are the blessed ones.
能够娶到你，或者说能够嫁到你这样一个丈夫一个妻子。
And they would say that I'm so happy that I marry you.
他说这个事实在是太幸福了。
And those are the fortunate ones.
这种丈夫这种妻子你要到哪里去找？
And where can you find this kind of husband and wife?
这个今天或许我们是其中一种，或者是其中三种都有。 那我讲这个不重要。
Maybe today we belong to a certain kind or all three kinds, but that's not important.
讲到婚姻,
so when we talk about marriage,
刚刚朱弟兄带着我们读的以弗所书第5章12节到33节。
Earlier, our brother had read for us from Ephesians chapter 5.
第一个就讲到最容易引起发生问题的，就妻子要顺服丈夫。
The first one may cause some problem already that the wives are to submit to their husbands.
到底神的话是怎么讲?
So what is the Lord trying to say here?
第一个我们讲到平等的问题。
First we talk about equality.
你知道在世界上民主平等是从圣经里头来的。
You know the equality the world talk about is originated from the Bible.
根据什么?
What's the source?
根据比如说第两处第一处罗马书3章23节
The first one is from Romans 3:23
因为我们都是罪人
Because we all have sinned
亏欠了神的荣耀
And fall short of the glory of God
我们的地位是罪人的地位
We are in the position of a sinner
在神面前都是平等的
We are all equal
第一方面加拉太书3章28节
And then in Galatians chapter 3:28
我们有各种不同的民族
We have different kind of people here.
东方人、西方人,
the Easterner and the Westerner.
有犹太人，有希利尼人.
There's Jews and the Greek.
我们有各种不同的人，有男有女.
We have male and female.
但是我们就一旦的信了耶稣,
but once we have believed in the Lord,
但是也就不分犹太人,
then we are not distinguished as Jews,
也不分希利尼人,
or Greek.
自主的为奴的。
To be slave or to be free.
或男或女,
to be male or female. Because it all become the righteous person.
我想这一点不只是能够帮助认识神的真理。
So this is not only will help us to know the truth.
能够帮助我们知道夫妻之间应该怎么活在地上。
So it will help us that how we couples should live in this world. That we know how to live in the family with our children. The children is the inheritance from God.
That
is the grace of God. We are just the steward today.
当然没有一个人是完全人。
There are no perfect person in this world.
就好像我们有时候讲，我们应该说是没有，实际上没有完全的父母。
Or we can say there's no perfect parents in this world.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
所以从孩子不听话，孩子悖逆的时候，
When a child disobeys,
那个是的，他孩子们应该认罪悔改，回转在神面前。
True, the child should repent and ask for apology.
但是有一个基本重要的看见。
But then we need to see an important point.
孩子的软弱,
the weakness of the child.
孩子的失败,
the failure of the child.
能够提醒我们, 你我只不过是一个人, 一个罪人。
To remind us that you and I only are sinners.
这位创造你我的神,
and this God of us.
是真正他的主人。
Is truly his master.
你我的本分就是带到神的面前也为他们祷告。
And our task, our responsibility is to guide them to the Lord and pray for them.
我相信在家庭对孩子的事上，我想我们如果有这样的认识，问题可以解决一半。
If we have this kind of understanding, maybe half of the problems are solved.
因为我们是罪人蒙恩典。
Because we are all sinners saved by grace.
那既然这样讲，那个为什么丈夫？ 这个就讲到说，妻子要顺服丈夫。
In that case, why did it say that wives are to submit to the husbands?
那么，使徒保罗圣经的理由是说，我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头。
And Apostle Paul said that Christ is the head of every person.
男人是女人的头。
And the man is the head of the woman.
神是基督的头。
And God is the head of Christ.
我相信这句话好像我们并没有得到问题的回答。
Maybe we don't have an answer yet with this verse.
但在这里头不是讲到哪一个人大哪一个人小的问题。
It's not talking about who is greater among us.
我想这是说到神他所实际中他的次序的问题。
And it seems like talking about the order in the will of God.
不是那个聪明愚笨的问题。
Not about who's wise and who's foolish.
不是哪一个人钱赚的多赚的少的问题。
Not about who had make more money.
这是一个次序的问题。
It's a matter of order.
如果我们要问说世界上，我们就认为世界上有不公平的事。
We talk about the unfair things in this world.
但是你知道世界上有一件最不公平的事是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what is one of the most unfair thing in this world?
就是耶稣为罪人死在十字架上。
That our Lord Jesus Christ died for the sinners on this.
这是世界上最不公平的事。
And this is the most unfair things in this world.
一个没有罪的耶稣。
The one, the Jesus who are without sin.
为了你我的罪。被钉死在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross for your sin and my sin.
世界的公平在哪里？
Where is the fairness in this world?
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
没有按照他的公义 来对待你我。
That he had not treat you and I according to his justice.
照我们的本相来接受我们。
That as we are, that he had received us.
一个罪人的地位。
A position of a sinner.
这个是神的次序。
And that's the order of God.
神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
下面一个问题。
Then there's the next question.
我想姊妹可能 会比较高兴一点。
And I think the sister will be happier with this one.
如果倒过来。
If we turn it around.
神的话不是说是男人为头，乃是说女人为头。
If God said that the women are to be the head.
我不晓得弟兄们会不会问同样的问题。
I don't know if the brothers will ask the same question then.
也许问同样问题，为什么不是男人做头，而是女人做头？为什么
？And maybe we'll ask why would men not be the head then?
我想这个是变成一个没有结论的问题。
So there is a question that's without conclusion.
在圣经的里头，有一点给我们的启示。
But the Bible gives us some revelation here.
神是创造你我的神。
God is the one who created you and I.
他知道怎么样来安排夫妻在家庭中的功能，对我们是最有益处。
And he knows how to plan the functions of husband and wife in the family so that will be beneficial to us.
如果能够给我们的信心，
he gave us a faith.
我们就能够享受婚姻。
Then we can enjoy the marriage.
在诗篇十六篇第二节告诉我们，我的好处不在你以外。
Psalm 16 said that my goodness is not outside of you.
神既然把他的儿子耶稣基督都舍了，钉在十字架上，难道不把一切最好的赐给你我吗？
If God is willing to give his son to die for us, wouldn't he give us the best also?
我们说神这样的安排是因着神是爱。
We said that God had arranged for this because he is love.
为了叫我们享受真实的婚姻的美满跟幸福
，so that we can enjoy the true fulfillment in a marriage，
也能够达到神荣耀的目标和旨意
，to reach the glory of God and His purpose in life，
就是成了一个荣耀的教会
，to become a glorified church。
我等等有点的交通
，and we'll share more about that later。
神这样的安排还有一个理由
，and also God had another reason。
我们如果看《哥林多前书》第十一章第十节
，If we look at First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 10，
我想好像北边在查哥林多前书，对不对？我不晓得你查到第几章啊
？I think the north side have been studying First Corinthians. I don't know which chapter you're on.
但是还没有查完吗
？Not finished yet, right？
你现在查到第几章？第十二章。
Chapter 12。
那么刚刚好，就刚刚查过第十一章哈。
So you have studied chapter 11 already.
格林多前书十一章第十节，保罗讲。
Chapter 11 verse 10, Paul said.
女人为天使的缘故。
Because of the angels.
应当在头上有服权柄的记号。
The woman ought to have a sign of authority on the head.
天使乃是指的骄傲背叛的魔鬼。
The angels is for referring to the arrogant Satan who had rebelled.
神的秩序是这样,
and that is the order of the Lord.
神要在地上借着女人来提醒教会要顺服主,
that through the women, God wants to show that we need to be submissive to the Lord.
包括弟兄姊妹,
including brothers and sisters.
从且真实的能够顺服主,
and truly submit to the Lord.
来达到神的目的,
to reach the purpose of God.
达到神的旨意,
to reach the will of God.
今天我们从救恩来看,
and from the angle of the salvation,
耶稣为我死为我流血,
that Jesus had died for us and shed blood for us.
我信了耶稣,
after I believe in Jesus,
我可以上天堂,
I can go to heaven.
我的问题解决了,
is my problem solved?
但神的问题没有解决,
but it's not.
神的问题要知道国度的到来才有解决,
and until the kingdom come is not solved.
为着仇敌的缘故,
for the sake of the enemies.
为着撒旦的缘故,
for the sake of Satan.
借着信耶稣的人,
through those who believe in Jesus Christ.
借着教会,
through the church.
来为神做见证,
to be the witness for God.
一个顺服的教会,
a submissive church.
一个荣耀的教会,
a glorified church.
乃是羞辱仇敌骄傲背叛的魔鬼,
is to put the arrogant enemy Satan to shame.
下面我就教导一点, 顺服最高的榜样,
and I want to then share about the most prime example of submissiveness.
我经常喜欢做主, 为什么?
We want to behave, why?
因为我们都希望被高升,
because we want to be exalted.
我们都希望人家称赞我们,
we want people to praise us.
我们都希望坐在高位,
we want to sit in the high seat.
我告诉你这有一个秘诀,
there is a secret here.
这是我们耶稣基督的秘诀,
and this is the secret of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神抵挡骄傲的,
God resists the proud.
神高升谦卑的,
and he exalts the humble.
我们的主耶稣基督是最好的榜样,
and our Lord Jesus Christ is the best example for us.
等一下我们要交通到什么叫做顺服,
we can talk about what is submissiveness.
在腓立比书第二章第二节到十一节那边我们非常熟悉的一段圣经节,
in Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 11, a passage we know well.
他本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺的,
who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped.
他是神,
who is, he is God.
但是不以自己与神为同等为强夺的,
and he does not consider himself equal to God as something to be grasped.
反倒虚极除了奴仆的形象,
but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in the human likeness.
既有的样式, 自己卑微存心顺服,
and being found as appearance as a man, he humbled himself and become obedient to death.
且死在十字架上,
even death on the cross.
所以神将他升为至高,
therefore God exalted him,
又赐给他超乎万民之上的名,
to the higher place and gave him the name above all names.
叫一切在天上地上和地底下因耶稣基督的名无不屈膝,
that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee shall bow,
无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神,
in heaven and earth, under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
这个是众福最高的榜样,
and this is the highest example for us of submissiveness.
在这里显明出神最大的能力,
and to reveal the greatest power of God.
我们觉得步步高升容易还是步步降卑容易?
Do you think it's easier to go up or it's easier to come down?
我们都知道降卑不容易,
it's hard to humble ourselves.
但基督的能力就显明在降卑的里头,
but the power of God will be revealed when we are weak.
基督是神的智慧,
Christ is the wisdom of God.
基督是神的力量,
Christ is the strength, the power of God.
那个降卑的能力使我们的主愿意不以自己与神同等为强夺,
and that power to be humble will cause us to be not considered equal to God.
什么是顺服?
What is submissiveness?
有个弟兄说,
a brother said,
顺服, 基督若有能力, 他可以不顺服。
If he had power, he can not obey.
但是他选择顺服。
But he chose to obey.
一般人的看法。
In general, people will look at it like this.
如果我的丈夫是一个聪明的丈夫。
If my husband is a wise husband.
做决定的时候，每一次做决定都是对的决定。
If every decision he made is right.
都是百分之百对的。
100% correct.
那当然我要顺服他。
Then true, sure, I will submit to him.
但这个弟兄讲得很幽默。
But then this brother is very humorous.
他说这个不叫顺服，这叫什么？
He said this is not submissive.
你猜猜看，这
叫什么？ What is that going to be? Can you guess?
你用的字是类似。他用字是什么？你知道吗？
You know, what's the word he used?
这叫做同意。
This is agreement.
但是这个不是顺服。
But that's not submissiveness.
顺服是什么？
So what is being submissive?
所以讲到一个当妻子的，她不同意的时候，丈夫的意见仍然选择顺服。
It's when she disagrees with the husband, yet she chooses to submit.
我想另外还有一个原因呢、啊，为什么要让弟兄做头
？And this might be another reason why the husband to be the head.
我想这个对我里头也是很深的光照跟警醒。
I think this is a deep revelation that I have gathered.
这个是许多的今天所谓女强人，我想一般也很好，女强人的姊妹的见证。
And it's one of the testimony given by one of the strong women.
就事实上有谁的丈夫像我的丈夫一样
？Said where is her husband like my husband?
我求他做什么，他去做什么。
I asked him to do whatever he would do.
这真是太好了。
This is so great.
他不是一样，他从来不回嘴了。
Not only that, he will never talk back.
但是你知道，年轻的时候很好啊。
So when you're young, it's really nice.
非常过瘾啊。
It's very good.
但是到老四五十岁的时候，情形不一样。
But when you get older, in about older age, it's different.
结果是什么呢
？What's the result then?
妻子非常的失望。
The wives are very disappointed.
弟兄说，我都完全的顺服了，那你还有什么失望的呢？
And the husband said, I have submitted to you in everything, so why are you discouraged?
非常要命的一件事情。
So it's very hard to take.
因为妻子平常都指挥惯了。
Because the wives had got used to being the commander.
到你需要你的丈夫、你的弟兄做头的时候，他做不来了。
So when you need your husband to be the head, he couldn't do it.
我想这个是给我们一些警戒，一些的参考。
And this is giving us some reminder and warning.
为什么神安排的次序是这样的？
Why did God give this kind of order?
但在这里讲到顺服。
But then it talks about being obedient.
我们需要回到最后一节33节那边，主的话是怎么讲？
And we need to come to the last verse, verse 33, and see what it's talking about here.
所谓顺服，不是说那个姊妹。不可以提供意见。
It's not saying that the sister cannot make suggestion.
顺服的真意乃是说到敬畏。
The true meaning of obedience is that respect.
这三十三节，然而你们个人都要当爱妻子。
And then you, each one of you should must also love their wives.
也当爱自己一样，像如同爱自己一样。
Just like he loves himself.
妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
And the wife must respect her husband.
顺服的背后
At the background of being submissive,
就是敬重
It's the respect.
你可以有许多个不同的意见
You may have many different opinions.
因为弟兄的话是比较粗心，但一般来讲像我一样
And brothers are usually not as careful, just like me.
姊妹心总是比较细的。
And women's hearts usually they are more cautious.
所以弟兄讲，也就是说，这个弟兄光是顾头不顾尾，不顾尾哈。
And we said that we will worry about the head but not the tail.
那神安排姊妹就是我们的配偶能够帮助我们。
So God has set this sister, our spouse, to help us.
在圣经里头有一个榜样。
And there's this example in the Bible.
教会的第一个最重要的人物是谁？
Who's the first important person in the Old Testament?
他的妻子又是谁？
Who was his wife?
我们都知道是亚伯拉罕跟莎拉，对不对？
Abraham and Sarah.
沙拉尊重她的先生，她的丈夫其实是主，
and
亚伯兰是主。
Sarah called her husband to be the Lord。
当我们去看创世纪十二章的时候，你会看见，你因着夏甲的事，亚伯拉罕也听从沙拉的意见。
But in Genesis 12, we see that for the sake of our Haggai, that Abraham listened to Sarah.
妻子应当顺从自己的丈夫。
Wives are to obey their husbands.
第二件事，我们讲到丈夫要爱妻子。
And then husband need to love the wives.
在约翰一书里头，三章十六节告诉我们。
In 1 John 3:16 it says,
这是爱的定义。
This is the definition of love.
圣经里头有许多三章十六节。
There are many chapter 3 verse 16 in the Bible.
都是非常重要的圣经节。
Those are very important verses.
比如说约翰福音三章十六节。
For example, John 3:16.
这个是我们都会背的。
We all memorize that already.
主为我们舍命，从此就知道何为爱。
God had died for us, then we know what is love.
我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
We also need to die for our brothers.
这个爱是什么爱？
So what kind of love is this?
不是人的爱。
It's not the love of man.
是神的爱。
It's the love of God.
我们经常讲是 agape 的爱。
We talk about it as agape love.
因为不是你我里头所有的。
Not something that you and I possess.
所谓神的爱，就是说不是我为中心的爱。
And the love of man is self-centered.
事实上，这就是十字架。
And this is the cross.
事实上，这就是所说的悔改。
And the repentance.
我们乃是以主为中心。
We need to have Christ as the center.
不是我的爱，乃是主的爱。
Not my love, but Christ's love.
我们用主的爱来爱妻子、爱姊妹、爱人。
To use the love of the Lord to love our wives and others.
丈夫怎么样能够爱妻子？
How can the wife love the how can the husband love the wife?
如果是神的爱，
if it's the love of God,
除非我们得着神的爱，经历神的爱，或者我们不晓得怎么爱妻子爱人，
we will not know how to love our wives and others unless we have the love of God.
我们要经常的来到主的面前，
we need to come to the Lord.
喜乐的时候，
in joyful time.
在难有困难的时候，
in time of trouble.
让这位基督的爱能够充满在我们的里头。
So the love of Christ can fill us.
约翰福音第十五章第九节，我们的主是怎么讲的
？In John 15, our Lord says,
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
I love you as the Father loves me. You are to dwell, abide in my love.
常在主的爱里头。
To abide in the love of the Lord.
丈夫与主的关系就要决定丈夫。能够有多少能够爱妻子爱人。
And this will determine how much husband can love their wife.
爱是舍己的爱，也是赦免的爱。
The love is selfless and is selfless.
丈夫能够经历基督的赦免，能够经历基督的爱，那个无条件的爱，我们就知道怎么样活在地上。
If we can experience the love of Christ and the love that die for other people, then we can we will know what it means.
地上的爱，我想是会有帮助。
I think the love in the world may help.
比如说那个太太或者是先生生日的时候，你会记得他的生日。
For example, if the wife or husband's birthday come up and you remember them.
那么结婚纪念日你也会记得。
Wedding anniversary you remember.
那么你也会记得，也说会有表现，一 surprise， 也许送花或送礼物。
And sometimes you give a surprise of flowers or gifts.
我想这个是我们所需要的。
This is something we need.
因为我们毕竟是人。
Because we are human being.
但真正能够满足我们的，乃是神的爱，基督的爱。
But the one true that will fulfill us is the love of Christ and God.
所以接着我们讲到，我们需要常在主的爱里头。
So we talk about we need to abide in the love of God.
第二样。
Secondly.
我想这个是可能是我的缺点，也是我所没有的。
And something that I want to encourage and something that I do not have.
我是一个不会听话的人。
And I don't know how to listen.
那主在这里头叫弟兄们要学习会听话。
And brothers here, we need to learn how to listen.
怎么听话
？How do you listen?
我们要从心里头能够注意对方，注意你的妻子，然后听他说话。
from the heart, we pay attention to our wives and then listen to her.
我想不只是对我们妻子，对任何人，这是一个服侍主的秘诀。
And not only to our wives, but it is a secret to just service in general.
我们不只是听到人有说出来的话，还听到别人所没有说出来的话。
Not only we hear what they speak of, but also those have not been spoken.
这个不是借着心理学。
Not through psychology.
这个是借着主的爱。
But through the love of the Lord.
这个是借着圣灵住在我们的里头。
Through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
是圣灵成了恩膏在我们里头，凡事教导我们。
That the Spirit had become the anointment to teach us.
我们知道的。男女本来就不同，对不对？
We know that men and women are different.
男人是用什么材料造的？
What is man made of?
啊，泥土。
From the dust.
很脏啊。
It's very dirty.
也是非常丑陋。
It's very ugly.
那女人呢？
What about women?
女人用什么造的？啊？
From the bones.
骨头。
From the bones.
从亚当的肉骨
，from the flesh and the bones of Adam。
上次教宗的时候介绍那本书，那个书名就是叫做 Rib， 就是肉骨。
And earlier I have introduced the book here, and the book is called The Rib。
所以这个那个男人，你会觉得好像他比较着重理事，是没有情感的。
And it seems like the man will have the will and the mind, but not emotion。
人。弟兄知道还没有理智，弟兄的倾向就是要解决问题。
And brothers like to solve problems.
但是不会听问题到底是出在哪里。
But we will not focus on where the problem coming from.
姊妹是不同。
And sisters are different.
她是有血有肉，是充满了情感，也充满了爱情。
They are filled with bone and flesh, and filled with emotion.
我想你不想不同意这句话。
I don't know if you will agree with this.
有个弟兄讲啊，他说女人啊，姊妹，她无理取闹那是合理的。
And they said that women they kind of unreasonable and that's reasonable.
我想能够说出一个女人的一个特点到底在哪里。
And this is the special characteristic of the woman.
这个有个弟兄就讲到，在家庭里头一些的事情，他说奇怪。今天在家里头一回来的时候，姊妹头一直转来转去，转来转去，我都不晓得什么事情。
And so a husband come back home, and the sister, the wife was just turning her head all the time, and she doesn't know what's going on.
最后他搞清楚。
And now finally he find out.
因为姊妹今天做了新的头发。
Because the sister have a new hairstyle during the day.
弟兄粗心大意都不晓得。
And the brother was careless and didn't notice it.
有些姊妹她们是很喜欢花的。
And some sisters like flowers a lot.
所以花店的生意是很好的。
So flower shops is have good business.
但是有一个弟兄他的祷告是什么？
So one of the prayer of the brothers is like this.
他要祷告他的妻子有黑皮肤有发粉症。
He prayed that his wife will have hay fever.
因为这个弟兄老是忘记。
Because the brothers always forget.
该送花的时候就忘了送花。
And when she should give flowers, he forgot.
当然我们人都不完全。
Because we are not perfect.
但我们要知道了解男人女人的不同。
So we need to understand the difference between men and women.
还有一件事情。
One more thing.
这个是根据专家们的调查。
According to the specialist.
那个姊妹对家里的事情对丈夫的事情懂得比较多。
And women, the wives knows more about the household than men.
他就把男人、女人、把先生、太太分在两个房间，要用一张纸写出他们对太太的认识，对先生的认识。
So they separate the two and different room. They are to write down how they know their husband or their wives.
先生几乎交白卷。
And husband almost have a blank.
因为就写出记得一项两项。
Only write down one or two items.
那姊妹写了一大堆。
But the sister wrote down a whole list of them.
这个是说姊妹的特点。
And this is the special characteristic of the sisters.
但是我们怎么样能够知道听话，能够听出她有讲出来的话，没有讲出来的话
So how do we learn to listen so that really see the root problem?
接下来讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
They talk about our relationship with God.
我很喜欢在某些里头，那里所说主的话，就是讲到怜悯连续人的有福，因为他们就必蒙连续。
I like the Sermon of the Mount where it said that blessed are those who are merciful, because they shall be shown mercy.
你知道什么叫做mercy吗？
So what do you mean by mercy?
Mercy 好像有一点，好像给你一点的好处， do you some favor.
So mercy is like giving you, doing some favor to you.
但是原文的意思是什么？
So what's the original meaning of that word mercy?
他说你 mercy 就是说你能够进入一个人的皮肤里头。
And mercy is like you can enter into the skin of the person.
能够看见这个人所看见的。
To see what he sees.
能够听见这个人所听见的。
To hear what he hears.
能够感觉他心里所感觉的。
To feel what he feels.
那这个只有依靠主。
And we can only rely on the Lord for that.
我们就能够学习，能够听话。
To learn to listen.
为神所使用。
To be used by God.
下面我们就交通到另外一个点。
And we will continue on this next point.
你想我们这个东南区弟兄姊妹，我们查几个月的时间查雅各书。
In the Southeast Bible Study, we've been studying the Book of James.
雅各书旧约里头有旧约的箴言，就是箴言书。
And in the Old Testament, there's the Book of Proverbs.
新约的箴言，有人说，像陈弟兄说，就是雅各书。
And some people said we'll call the Book of James the New Testament Proverbs.
在雅各书里面。 特别提到一件事情,
and one thing the book mentions,
身体没有灵魂是死的,
if the body without a soul is dead,
信心没有行为也是死的,
faith without action is dead.
但是这个行为乃是说到在信心里头的行为,
but this action, this is in the, in the faith,
乃是在圣灵里头的行为,
and it's the action, in the Holy Spirit.
有一个弟兄去参加一个婚姻讲座。
And the brother went to a wedding workshop.
回来以后他就决定做三件事情。
After he came back and he did three things.
第一个讲说, 我爱你。
And the first thing he learned how to say I love you.
第二就讲到说, 谢谢你。
And second he learned to say I thank you.
第三样是讲到, 对不起。
And the third thing to learn to say I'm sorry.
这个对不起好像对某些弟兄来讲, 对着男人来讲, 有一个不容易。
It seems like this three words, I'm sorry, is very hard for a man.
好，他好像有信心也有行为，对不对？
So it seems like he has faith and he has action.
他就决定第一个礼拜一天对他太太讲三次说我爱你。
So he decided to speak I love you three times in a week to his wife.
讲了一个礼拜。
After a week.
太太的反应是什么？
What is the reaction of the wife?
你简直像录音机一样，怎么这样就重复？
And if you seem like you are a recorder, you just repeat yourself.
好，那个先生，这个弟兄就不讲了。
So the husband stopped saying it.
然后这个太太问先生，为什么不讲了？
And the wife asked the husband, why come you stop saying it?
你不是说我讲话像录音机一样吗？
He said, didn't you say I'm just like a recorder?
这姊妹回答说，有录音机比没有录音机好。
It's better to have the recorder than none.
我不是要学习这个弟兄的行为。
I'm not saying that we need to learn this action of this brother.
神给我们在圣经里头，在神的爱的里头，信心的里头的爱的表达可能都不同。
Because God has given us the faith that we will probably present it differently.
但是你要让他里头，我们要认罪悔改，不是按照我们的方式，而是按照主的引导和带领，能够知道对方的需要。
It's not according to a method, but rather through prayers, we know the need of the other person.
所以这个就讲到信心的行为。
So talk about the faith and action.
那么下面一方面我们讲到怎么做头。
And then later on we talk about how to be the head.
在马太福音20章25节28节就告诉我们，为首的是做仆人的。
In Matthew 20:28 tells us that to be the head, then you need to be the servant.
你们中间谁问为大？
Who among you are the greatest?
就必做你们的用人。
Must be the servant of all.
这个圣经里头头的定义跟世界上做头的定义那是不同。
The definition of being the head is very different from the Bible than the world.
如果你我有点的经验，可能你会同意这一个弟兄的交通。
If you have some experience, you probably will agree to this sharing of this brother.
神有让机会让他做头。
That he had the opportunity to be the head.
他化解不容易，他害怕做头。
He knows that's difficult, and he's afraid to do so.
因为如果你是做头，你是做决定的。
Because when you're the head, you need to make the decision.
你是祷告，祷告再祷告。
When you, after you pray again and you pray again.
你寻求，寻求再寻求。
After you seek, you continue to search and continue to search.
因为有一天，做丈夫的要对神交账。
Because one day the husband will have to report to the Lord.
神给你一婚的权利。
God gives you a privilege of one.
神也给你一些的责任。
And he also gives you the responsibility.
有一天，我们耶稣再来，我们要向我们的主交账。
And one day we will have to report to our Lord.
丈夫爱妻子。
Husbands to love the wives.
那么上次是讲到基督跟教会的关系。
Talk about the relationship between Christ and the church.
就告诉我们用水借着道把教会洗净。
That through the water, through the word, he cleansed the church.
在圣经中，让我们看见它是没有玷污、没有皱纹的，是一个荣耀的教会。
Bible said that this church is without blemish, and it's become a glorified church.
但是，荣耀的教会是需要用水借着道把教会洗净。
But it takes water through the word to cleanse this church.
在这里就是说到用水借的道，什么是道？
And he'll talk about using the water through the word. What is this word?
可能我们有其他的解释。
Maybe we have different explanation.
但是我们直接从神的话里头来看。
But from the word of God, we can see.
我的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is life and is spirit.
所以我们讲到话是特别是指的主的生命。
When we talk about the word, it's about the life of Christ.
用水借的道，这个水是指什么来说的？
With the water through the word, what is this water?
在约翰福音第七章37、39这边，我们那组是说到是活水，是指的圣灵来讲的。
When John chapter 7 verse 37 talking about the living water, there.
讲到神的话，这基本上来讲，我们都知道。 是有两个字。
When we talk about the word of God, there are two words here.
一个就是叫 logos,
and the first one is logos.
另外一个字叫 rhema,
and then the rhema.
什么叫 logos?
So what is logos?
像这些话，我们年长的弟兄像以前做过交通过。
I think our elder brothers have shared about this before.
神意是指的客观的话，客观的真理。
An objective truth, objective word.
是圣经里头神的话。
And the word of God in the Bible.
Rhema 是什么？
What is Rhema?
也是神的话。
It's also the word of God.
但是有点不同。
But a little bit different.
是在圣经的里头，在就是圣经的里面再说出来的话。
That in through the scriptures as repeated as the word.
或许在特别的时候对特别的人。
Or at a special time for a special person.
虽然我的圣经已经是启示完全,
even though the Bible has been revealed, it's completed.
但是我们都知道，在希伯来书告诉我们，这位耶稣基督是经常向你我讲话的神。
That this Lord Jesus Christ continually to speak to us.
就是在末世借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
That through the Son, he will reveal to us in the end of the time.
我们就举出几个例子，在圣经里头讲到了不是 logos 而是 rhema。
I'll give you some example from the scripture. What is logos and what is rhema?
马大福音第四章第四节，耶稣回答说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说出一切的话。”那个话。
In Matthew 4:4, it said that it is written, "Man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
在罗马书10章17节，我们都非常熟悉的一节圣经节。
Romans 10:17, a verse that we know well.
可见信道是从听道来，听道乃是从基督的话来，这是 rhema。
And consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ, and that's Rhema.
那我讲到约翰福音三章十六节。
And John 3:16.
我们非常熟悉的一些圣经节。
A verse we know well also.
好像这些话都是所谓的 logos， 都是神客观的话语，客观的真理。
And these words is like the logo, the objective word from God.
有一天我们听到了福音，讲到说神爱世人。
So one day we heard the gospel that God loves the world.
因为世人是神爱我。
And those world, the people are loved by God.
将他的独生子赐给他们，不是他们，乃是讲到我们，讲到我。
He gave his son to them, not only to them, to us.
叫一些信他的，不是信他，是如果我信他。
That whoever believes, not whoever, but I believe in him.
我就不至灭亡，反得永远的生命。
That I will not perish, but have eternal life.
这句话，在一个得救人身上成了依据主的 rhema。
And this verse can be from a rhema to a person who believes.
在马可福音第十四章七十二节，这个是彼得的经验。
In Mark chapter 14, verse 72 is the experience of Peter.
我们都知道彼得曾经三次不认主，对不对？
We know that Peter had denied Christ three times.
在这之前，鸡叫第二遍，彼得想起主对他说的话。
And when the rooster crowed the second time, Peter remembered the word Jesus said.
鸡叫两遍以前，你要三次不认我。
Immediately the rooster crowed the second time Before the rooster crow twice, you will disown me.
彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话。
So Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken to him.
主曾经讲过了一遍。
And the Lord has spoken it once already.
在这里是讲第二遍。
And now speaking the second time.
这是 Rhema.
That's Rhema.
彼得就出去痛哭悔改。
So Peter went out and wept.
而且我们再讲一件，比如说在路加福音第五章
，We'll speak of one more in Luke chapter 5.
彼得整夜劳碌打鱼，找不到什么东西。
Peter labored all day trying to fish but catch nothing.
那彼得对主说
，So Peter said to the Lord,
依从你的话我就下网。
According to what you said, I'll put the nets over there.
他们下了网就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
And then after they'd done that, they caught a large number of the fish, and the nets almost broke.
这个是 Rhema.
And that's Rhema.
这是主的爱向彼得所说的话语。
And the love of Christ is spoken to Peter.
到底神如何用水借着道来洗净他的教会？
So God used the word with the water to cleanse the church.
神用他的生命借着他的话
God used his life through his word
来洁净我们
to cleanse us
比如说我们不知道什么地方应该清洗
maybe we don't know where we should be clean
但是有一天里面的生命好像在你不平安 就过不去
maybe one day you don't feel the peace you cannot pass through
同时又有主的话临到我们身上
and then the word of the Lord come upon us
我们需要对付某一件事情
that we are to face certain issue
我们就认罪悔改
then we will repent and confess
有时候我们要在做一件事情觉得蛮好的里头并没有不平安
sometimes we are doing things that is very good then we do have peace with it
好像是蛮有道理的
seems like it's very scriptural
但是总有一个东西摸着我们，叫我们里头过不去。
But then maybe the one thing is touching us that we cannot go on through.
主是就借着用水借着道来洁净你我，洁净他的教会。
God will use the word and the water to cleanse us and cleanse the church.
我们需要经常的祷告主。
We need to continue to pray to God.
把他的话赐给你我。
To give His word to you and I.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
His word is the spirit and the life.
叫我们更多的认识主。
So that we know the Lord more.
我们也能够被更为主所使用。
That we will be used by God more.
叫我们能更多的像主。
So that we will be more like Christ.
下面是一个姊妹真实的见证。
And here's the testimony from a true testimony from a sister.
这对夫妻，他们结婚的时候，他们夫妻的背景都不同。
And when this couple was married, they had different come from different background.
先生13岁就母亲就死了。
The husband lost the mother at the age of 13.
那么他的爸爸经常出去外面喝酒打牌，根本就不管家了。
And the father just always go out and play and eat and never consider the family.
所以这个男人，他就要煮饭，要洗衣服啊，照顾家里的事情。
So this husband need to cook, need to take care of things in the household.
那妻子的背景完全不同。
But the sister come from a different background.
什么不同？
What's the difference?
是一个良好的家教、家庭背景出身的一个女人，一个姊妹。
Coming from a very good, very well-taught family.
啊，他们是因为在学校里头认识。
And they knew each other in the school.
这个姊妹觉得这个男人或者这个弟兄觉得很可怜，他想帮助他，也想改变他。
And then she want to change the husband, want to help him and change him.
可是结婚的第一个晚上，双方的家长就大大的吵架起来。But
on the first night of the marriage, the parents, the in-law had a great fight.
那是为了结婚的费用，这个就整个摆不平。And
talking about the expenses on the wedding.
所以这个在这个家庭的时候。 经常是充满了痛苦跟眼泪。
So in this household, then they have many sorrows and tears.
再加上你到背景的不同，习惯的不同，那么有时候姊妹想更改丈夫。
Because of the background are different, and then the sister want to change her husband.
丈夫却不被她所更改。
And the husband are not willing to be changed.
他对那个使徒保罗所说的那个。 的话语，他也非常不同意。
And they disagree with what Paul had taught in about this marriage.
他说要爱你的妻子。
That you are to love your husband.
像我这样的妻子，我怎么爱他？
And this, how can I love this kind of wife?
但是主的恩典。
But by the grace of the Lord.
他们愿意顺，姊妹愿意，太太愿意顺服道德。
That the sister willing to submit to the husband to the end.
丈夫也愿意听从主的话，能够爱妻子，如同基督爱教会一样。
And husband is willing to love the wife as the Christ loves the church.
神使用，神恩待怜悯这个家庭。
Then God used and have grace upon this family.
虽然他们曾经有过婚姻破裂的边缘，甚至姊妹想自杀，有一条河，有没有人到过台湾高雄一条河叫做爱河？
And even to the point that the marriage is almost broken, that the wife wants to commit suicide in this river in Taiwan.
这个姊妹曾经有好几次想就跳进爱河自杀算。
And that this sister had thought about jumping into this river and dying.
但是主的爱。
But the love of the Lord.
还有夫妻的顺服。
And they submit to each other.
今天是神所大使用的一个神的仆人。
And today become a great servant that God is using.
如果你讲婚姻家庭方面，他是蛮有主的恩典。
If you talk about marriage, and they are filled with the grace from God.
我们都知道，有些人如果要请他来，可能你的 schedule 你要排了3年以后。
If you want to invite them over, then it probably have to wait for about 3 years.
我想，但是这个不是我讲要交通的重点。
But then that's not the important point I'm trying to share here.
我要讲到基督怎么借着神的话来洗净他的教会。The
house is Christ through the word of God to cleanse the church.
刚刚讲到这对夫妻、这对弟兄姊妹，就是大学里头，我相信都很会讲话，因为他们参加演讲比赛。And
in the college, they have a study debate.
这位太太，这个姊妹，她是第一名。And
the wife, number one in the debate class.
先生是第三名。
And the husband is number three.
那么结婚的时候，这个先生他就讲说他也没有什么钱。
Then the husband, when they were married, he said that we don't have much money.
他只买一张床,
so it's just bought a bed.
另外他就讲到好像那个时候他的先生这位丈夫那个属灵的生命也没有比他好圣经的知识也没有比他多。
At the time, since that the husband's spiritual life is not better than the wife,
他觉得他是跟先生比较起来，他是比较亲近主，比较爱主。
And comparatively, she thinks that she's closer to God and loves God more.
有一次他们参加查经的聚会,
so one time when they are having a Bible study,
那么这个弟兄先生就在那边带查经,
and the husband was leading the Bible study.
他就发觉弟兄先生有些缺点,
so she discovered that the husband has some shortcomings.
他预备回家以后好好的教训他或者帮助他,
and she was thinking that she would go home and try, will teach him then.
圣灵借着神的话借着水来洁净他的教会,
but the Holy Spirit used the word of God to cleanse his church.
圣灵对这位姊妹说,
the Holy Spirit speak to the sister,
你是谁?
Who are you?
后来这个姊妹马上醒悟说, 我自己错了。
So the sister remembered that she's wrong.
为何得罪你? 基督是为什么我 不服，特别讲到，男人是妻子的头。
That how come I did not hear that that the man is the head of the woman?
我几乎坐在他的头上来管辖他。
I almost just roll on the head to try to control him.
他家里有一个祷告。
So she had a prayer.
神啊，我从今开始，我把我的丈夫还给你。
So God, from now on, I turn my husband back to you.
他不是我的人,
he is not my man.
他是你的人,
but he is yours.
我不是他的头,
I'm not his head.
他是你的头,
but he is the head of women.
丈夫是妻子的头。
Husband is the head of the wife.
我要像亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉一样。
And I want to be like the wife of Abraham, Sarah.
在主里头敬重我的丈夫。
To honor my husband in the Lord.
但愿神恩待怜悯我们。
May God have grace and mercy upon us.
叫我们在他的恩典中。
In his grace.
能够认识神的话。
To understand the word of the Lord.
认识神的秩序,
to understand the order of God.
叫我们真是在地上能够享受主给我们预备的婚姻,
to enjoy the marriage that God had prepared for us.
最后我就是在交通道回到人婚姻真实最后的目的。
So finally, I want to conclude that the true meaning of the marriage.
我想在地上我们总是觉得 房子总是少一间,
and in the world, we feel like our house is always a short of space.
另外，我们也是觉得好像别人家都没有问题。
The same side, the other people have no problem in their household.
好像别人家的妻子总是比我家中的妻子要好得多。
The wives of the other family seems like it's better than mine.
婚姻的目的不是为着你我。
The purpose of marriage is not for you and I.
婚姻的目的是为着神,
but it's for God.
婚姻的目的是为了磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样子。
The purpose is to become like Christ.
我们要经历基督的死。
We need to experience the death of Christ.
若人要跟随我,
if anyone wants to follow me,
就要背起他的十字架来跟随我。
It's to carry his cross to come follow me.
若人要持守这个生命的,
anybody want to keep his life,
就要丧失生命,
must lose his life.
为了我丧失生命的,
those who lost his life,
就要得到生命,
will gain his life.
这是神的目的。
This is the purpose of God.
我们经常能够向着自己死,
and many times we can die to ourselves,
也向着神而活,
but we can live to God.
如果在我们生命里头没有十字架,
if we don't have the cross in our lives,
那么我们就没有教会建造的材料。
And we will not have the material that need to build the church up.
做成一个美丽的夏娃,
to become a beautiful Eve.
在我们的妻子的里面。
In our wife's life.
如果我们不是向自己死，向着神而活。
If we do not die to ourselves and live to Christ.
那个弟兄所说，难怪看不到老看了老半天看不到妻子是你的骨是你的肉。
No wonder we cannot see the wife as our own bones and flesh.
这个婚姻实在是一辈子的道路。
And the marriage is a lifelong path.
我想像保罗所说，我不是说我已经得着，我们已经得着。
As Paul said, it's not like I have already obtained.
我们仍然在神的恩典中继续的往前。
But we continue to press forward in the grace of God.
继续的学习。
To continue to learn.
直到基督的形象能够显明在我们心中。
Until the image of Christ can be revealed within us.
有时候爱的果效是很慢。
Sometimes the effect of love is slow.
但一旦这个在主里的爱被建立起来，
But once the love has been built up,
一生享用不尽，
then we can enjoy throughout our life.
同时也不会嫌太迟，
and that it would not never be too late.
也不会太晚，
and never be too late.
每一个人都有一个容量，能享受爱情。
Every person can have this hope to enjoy the romance.
经十字架破碎的爱情能够享受的容量。
But those been broken through the cross, then we can enjoy.
远远大过没有走十字架道路的人。
It will be much better to and greater than those have not gone through the cross.
今天我们活在地上。
Today we live on this earth.
我往往可能两件事会发生。
Maybe there are two things that will happen.
比如说
，For example，
有这个见证，甚至见证有一个弟兄，一个丈夫，他太太生病已经好几年。
There's a husband, his wife had been sick for many years.
同时服侍太太非常的温柔，非常的周到。
Has been serving his wife in everything and very good at that.
也没有一句重的话。
And there's any complaint.
当这个姊妹被主接去的时候，
But when this sister was received by the Lord,
弟兄姊妹为她高兴，因为她从此可以得到释放。
And brother and sister was happy for him so that he can be free now.
这个是要一样与喜乐人同喜乐哈。
That, yes, we should be happy for those who are happy.
但这个弟兄的反应是怎么样？
But the reaction of this brother is,
他说，我想因为基督的爱，他说我巴不得他能够再多活几天。
He said, I rather she will live longer.
我们都知道，久病无孝子，对不对？就如果就讲到照顾父母来讲。
And it does.
他要讲说，虽然儿子照顾父母亲是应当的。但如果是长期照顾父母亲，那个
the children to serve the parents are that is reasonable, but if it's a long period of time,
那就是要哥林多前书十三章的爱是长久忍耐。
Then we need that 1 Corinthians 13 that love is patient.
我想这位丈夫对弟兄也没什么可夸，因为是神给他特别的恩典和慈爱。
So this nothing much this husband can boast is the love of Christ that was given to him.
我们相信我们都会羡慕这位丈夫这位弟兄。
That we will admire this husband, this brother.
但是同样的，我们也有时候做那个做弟兄有些羡慕说啊，来个姊妹非常的温柔，先生在公众的场合骂他的时候，好像温柔也没有什么反应，这个姊妹是太好。
And maybe we admire some other sister that she's very gentle, and when she's scolded, then she would not have much reaction.
但事实是什么？
But what is the fact?
在地上，我们都没有一个完全人。
There's no perfect person in this world.
在地上，再完全的人，总有一天也会叫你我失望。
Even the most perfect person will disappoint us one day.
当我们见主面的时候。
As we see the Lord one day,
主会对这位做先生做丈夫的怎么讲？
How would the Lord say to this husband, this brother?
他会说，你在地上忠心的爱你的妻子，
You have been faithful to your wife and to become a good testimony for me.
磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样子,
to become the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你叫你的妻子能够像基督一样,
so that your wives can be like Christ too.
这个是我们的主所关心的,
and this is what our Lord wants.
这个是我们的主所审判的根据,
and this is what he will judge on.
也同样的, 他也会对这个妻子做太太会这样讲,
similarly he will speak to the wives also.
你在世界上的时候因着你的温柔引导你的丈夫能够信耶稣,
that in the world you have lead your husband to Christ with gentleness.
叫你的丈夫信了主也能够更像基督,
that after he believes in Christ that he become more like Christ.
这是我的心意,
and this is what my heart wanted to have.
这是我的旨意,
and this is my will.
这是活在地上主要的目的,
and this is the purpose of why we live here.
婚姻总有一天要结束,
marriage will end one day.
最后我再讲一点,
and finally I want to just mention one more point.
神不只借着夫妻叫我们磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式,
that God wants to use the marriage so that we become like Christ.
今天神也借着我们的儿女要磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式,
also through our children we will be more like Christ.
我们讲到两个祷告,
we talk about two prayers.
一个父母的祷告,
a prayer of a parent,
特别在这个时代里头,
especially in this generation.
他祷告说能够与他们的孩子能够有沟通,
that my children can have communication with me,
能够了解他们,
so that I can understand them,
使孩子真的相信父母是爱他们,
so that the children will believe that the parents love them.
父母的爱是没有条件的爱,
the love of the parents are unconditional.
里面会祷告,
and then another prayer,
求主能够孩子叫做孩子能够信得过父母亲,
that ask the Lord that the children will be able to trust in the parents.
另外一个祷告,
and another prayer,
不叫孩子认为孩子是自己是中国的美国人,
that the children will not think that they are American Chinese,
要认为是中国文化传统的青年,
that it will be a traditional teenager.
不要强迫他们自己, 因为是中国人, 是这个, 强调根源, 以至于没有办法认识神的, 的真理,
that they do not will have problem understanding the truth of God because they are in America.
那么下面一个是孩子们的祷告,
and then there's this prayer from the children.
孩子们的祷告就是 父母亲是真实的是可靠的,
that the parents are true and they are reliable.
因为知道人都是罪人, 父母也是罪人也不是完全的,
because we know that all people are sinners.
孩子们的祷告是父母犯错的时候能够在神面前能够认错,
that when the parents have done wrong that they can repent before the Lord.
父母亲爱我不是因为我的成就,
the parents love me not because of my accomplishment,
乃是因为父母彼此的相爱也爱我,
but because the love among them to love me.
我可以相信他们,
I can believe in them.
我若跌倒了, 生命崩溃了, 随时都可以回到他们身边,
if I fail, if I have problems, I can always go back to them.
父母教导我做人的原则, 不是因为我是中国文化的,
and they have taught me the principle because I have this Chinese tradition.
不是教会或者哪一位牧师所说的,
because not what the church or the pastor has said,
乃是宇宙中有一位真理的神, 要我们听从这个绝对的真理,
because there's this true living God in the universe that wants us to listen to this.
感谢神,
and thank the Lord.
我们都是人,
we are human beings.
我们都是个罪人,
we are sinners.
在基督里头就有盼望,
and there is hope in Christ,
活在地上,
to live in this world,
天天背起自己的十字架来跟随主,
to carry our cross daily to follow Christ,
叫我们能够更像主,
so that we will be more like Christ,
叫我们更像基督,
to to be more like the Lord.
这个是如果弟兄姊妹全部教会弟兄姊妹都是这样的人，这是一个最吸引人的教会。
If we can be all doing that, then that will be the most attractive church. May God have grace upon us.
我们都要相信主的话，主是永远得胜的主。
That our Lord is merciful and He has victory.
不只给我们这些话语,
Not only giving us this word.
能够活出基督的形象，活出基督的事迹。
That we can live out the image of Christ.
主在的时候，可以说忠心又良善的仆人。
So He can say to us that we are faithful servants when He comes back.
可以享受你主人的快乐。
That we will have enjoy have happiness with Him.
我们今天的信息就请到这。
Pass here.